February is Black History Month. And I want to talk about that for just a minute, because we are called in the body of Christ to love everybody regardless of their color and their background. They are, everyone is created as a human being, an image bearer of God. And we are so enriched. Now, it's not just this people group, but the black brothers and sisters, we are so rich by the history of the men and women of God who have gone on before us. There was a lot of suffering that the black people went through. But we need to make sure that as the body of Christ, we stand for healing and for life. And if there is any racism within us, it is a sin to be repented of and renounced. A spirit of hatred does not belong in our hearts or in the family of God. And I don't care where you hail from or what your background is. If you have that in your heart, it needs to be repented of and renounced. It's wicked before the Lord. There is, you know, what's the old song say? Red, yellow, black, and white, all are precious in God's sight. And it is true. That song is true. We have brethren who've gone before us, Martin Luther King Day. I'm very happy that there is a hero for the blacks to be able to see, and our pastors who are standing in the pulpits every week are heroes for their people to see. And it doesn't matter if it's a Korean church or a black church, but this simply happens to be Black History Month. And I thought I would take just a moment to remind you that every single one of you stands on the shoulders of many black preachers who have gone before, and I want to tell you about just one of them. I'm going to take a few minutes. This is not my preaching time, so don't charge it against me. William Seymour was a fantastic, hungry man of God who was saved as a young man back east, who made his way out to Los Angeles. There was a little house meeting, and he believed, before he'd even received it, that the gift of receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit was the opportunity for all who received that experience to have the gift of speaking in tongues. He preached that faithfully before he ever received it in his life, because he saw that the book of Acts had not passed away. And so they chose a time, this little tiny house church, about 13 people. They chose a time where they said, we're going to fast for 10 days, and then we're going to come together, and we're going to seek God and pray together. And he chose as his text, when they came together after fasting, Acts 2, verses 2 through 4. Right in the middle of his preaching, someone got baptized in the Spirit with the resulting sign of speaking in tongues. That's not the only sign. There are some who have taught very legalistically that it's not the only sign. That's not true. But it is available for all. Nevertheless, this person got ministered to and received that gift. Then another person, then another person, then another person. And over the next several weeks, person after person after person began to flood into this little house, so many that they broke the porch off the house. And they had to go find another facility on Azusa Street to meet. One of the greatest revivals that ever hit this country happened, and the world happened, between 1906 and 1908, as Brother Seymour simply with humility would preach the Word of God, and the Spirit of God would move. And this place was marked by thousands of people, 1,500 people in the early days, man. This is like 1906 to 1908. They didn't have meetings like this. And black and white were worshiping Jesus together. And he stood and he said, this is a mark of what God is doing, because there's healing, there's power, there's life, and the races shouldn't be divided. We should be standing together in the house of God, praising and worshiping him. Other people would come against them, and he would stand for that truth. And for 3 years, 7 days a week, from mid-morning to midnight every day, they would meet and worship and pray. And it went around the world. Now, every single Pentecostal church since 1906 to 1908 that you know of, Assembly of God, etc., swept around the world has as its roots 99.999, if not 100% of them, right there from Azusa Street, with a black preacher named William Seymour, who wasn't a perfect man, nor the offspring of the movement are, neither are those who stand, this one who stands before you today. But do you realize around the world right now, there's 150 to 400 million Pentecostals who have as their root this foundation and such thanksgiving because a man of God with hunger stood before the Lord and said, I may not have it yet myself, but it's in the Word and I believe God for it. Thank God, church, for your heritage. Amen. We thank God for this brother. Amen.